Depending on who you are, where you are, and who is asking, the simple question, where are you from, can seem innocent or maybe loaded. And how that question is intended or interpreted can alter whether the person asked feels welcomed. Let's spend a few minutes now with people preparing for a welcoming concert. Friday night, two ensembles that have never worked together are combining for what is billed as a concert promoting a truly welcoming community. One group, Latinx Youth Theater Project, is, as the name suggests, made up of young performers. They were profiled last month on Ozarks in a story produced by Antoinette Grajeda. The other, Broad Daylight, is an a cappella group made up of women from a different generation. Joy Fox, with Broad Daylight, says she was moved to have the two groups come together after she saw Latinx Youth Theater Project perform and after hearing stories of immigrants detained in Washington County.
Well, I'm a dreamer, and the day I saw the Latinx Youth Theater, I've been crying the entire time. I was so touched with their heartfelt, creative brilliance. And I'm thrilled to be in the singing group, and I thought we could bring those energies together, interspersing this wonderful heartfelt rap poetry with Broad Daylight's inspirational, creative, political music.
Samuel Rivera-Lopez is one of the artists with Latinx. He says to hear somebody describe being emotionally touched by the work he and other poets and artists present as part of the project is almost overwhelming.
It's hard to like put that into words that like it's an emotion that you feel. So especially when we're giving, you know, our hearts out to an audience and really like speaking from our own perspective, our own lives, and then to be able to move someone that way just makes me feel like that's what we need more of and less kind of like holding back everything and just kind of like sharing with people.
Friday night's event at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville is still something of a work in progress, or at least it was late last week when we talked with organizers. David Jolliffe, a professor of English at the University of Arkansas, has helped guide Latinx Youth Theater Project. He says the work of the group has been expanding over the past year.
Production really grew out of a conversation we had early in the going about where are you from? What does it mean to say that you're from someplace? So with this group of initially five really, really talented young people from Springdale, which we supplemented with another five folks from Springdale, Northwest Arkansas, and some surrounding areas, we put together this wonderful play that was framed with the idea of an older Latino politician coming to Springdale to run for office and meeting these young people and wanting to get them to support his candidacy. So rather than being sort of a straightforward play about, yes, we are going to support your candidacy, here's how we feel about politics, the conversation that transpired among these people really circulated around this idea of where are you from? And what does it mean to say that you are from someplace? And what does being from someplace actually mean?
Jolliffe says a handful of those narratives have been expanded, and each has evolved into standalone works. And through that process, each has delved even deeper into the concepts of origin and welcomeness.
But I think we're really working with issues of community cohesion, community identity. What does it mean to be a welcoming community anyplace in Northwest Arkansas? What does it mean to be welcoming to people who are different from us in terms of ethnicity, background, class? So it's a really very thoughtful, thought-provoking production.
For Samuel Rivera-Lopez, the question of where are you from is not unusual for him to hear. He says he's asked that very question to this day.
All the time, but it's kind of confusing for me sometimes to like, I was born in Mexico. And so being born in Mexico and then coming to the United States, I was 9 months old. So I can't be like, I'm from Mexico. Like, that's where I was born. And then I was raised in Austin. And then I moved in Houston, Dallas, Little Rock, and then came to Springdale. The last decade, I've lived in Springdale. And so it's like, I get asked, where am I from? Most of the time, basically, like, it's like, are you Native American? And that's, like, the first thing that pops up into everybody who looks at me. And, like, it's multiple times you get stopped in the street and you're like, are you this? Are you that? And it's just kind of like, I don't even know how to answer that.
Samuel Rivera-Lopez is with Latinx Youth Theater Project. The group will combine for a concert with Broad Daylight Friday night at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, beginning at 7. Last week, three members of the a cappella group Broad Daylight were in the Furman Garner Performance Studio Joy Fox, Myra Holloman, and Judith Matthews, and they sang this song.
I learned as a child there are two ways to see the world as it is and the way it could be. Some people say that's just not my problem. Some people do what must be done. They see the hole in the fabric that must be sewn. They see the way blockaded and they roll back the stone. They see the day beyond the horizon and they do what must be done. Some people do what must be done. They do what must be done. They see the day beyond the horizon and they do what must be done. I've seen the toll taken, the tears that were shed. I've seen the journey started and the ripples spread. Some people say that's just not my problem. Some people do what must be done. They see the hole in the fabric that must be sewn. They see the way blockaded and they roll back the stone. They see the day beyond the horizon and they do what must be done. Some people do what must be done. They do what must be done. They see the day beyond the horizon and they do what must be done. They see the day beyond the horizon and they do what must be done.
The truly welcoming community event is Friday night at 7 at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville.